You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, February 20th, 2019, week 279. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And this is Destiny Pizza, and it's time for some WeViewed Reviewed. Let's talk about movies, Mike.
All right, I saw some movies. I saw Happy Death Day to You. Sequel.
Most important question I have about this.
Okay.
What trailers were there before the movie? And how scary were the trailers?
There were some scary trailers. Yeah, I don't like... They put the scariest one right before...
The movie.
I tried to get in there late so I wouldn't have to watch as many scary trailers, but like they put the scariest one at the... I don't even know what it is. I was like, I can't look at this. But yeah, that's the scariest part of the movie is the trailers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's why I don't watch... Like, this movie's not even a scary movie.
Not,
but like
no.
The trailer's like, it's horror, and let's put horror, all these horror trailers. Everyone wants to watch that.
Yeah.
But not me. I'm like the one person who doesn't. But yeah, it was, I don't even know what the movie was, honestly. It was a movie I hadn't heard of.
Was it Ma? Because I know it's like usually Blumhouse.
Yeah.
Like trailers.
It was a movie, all I could say is there's like a kid in a car, and there was something like coming at him from the car, and then I just wasn't on the screen, so.
Maybe it was that Prodigy movie.
I've seen.
No, that probably doesn't make sense.
No.
That doesn't make sense. Cause
it's a movie I hadn't heard of. Because, the Prodigy was already out. Like, it was out that same day, I think.
Let me look into it.
Yeah. Anyways, yes. Happy Death Day to You. It was all right. It's a fun, enjoyable film. It wasn't. I mean, the first one's not scary, but it's even, like, less horror than the first movie. Somehow it's like more of a sci-fi movie, which is weird. I'm like, that's a strange way to go. But it like picks up like right after the first movie. I feel like you can watch this one right after the first movie. It's kind of like
The Hole in the Ground.
Maybe it was that The Hole in the Ground.
There's a sinkhole.
I don't think so. It wasn't that long. It wasn't The Hole in the Ground.
Was it Pet Sematary?
No. I think it may have been like a Mexican.
La Llorona. There's that one. La Llorona trail. I don't know. Trailers before. You keep talking.
Anyways. Yeah. So, Happy Death Day to You. Not quite as good as the first one because the first
was
one.
Was her roommate in it?
Yes, like all your favorites are back.
Oh, she wasn't so much my favorite.
I know. But... All the people you know are back for the second one. It was an interesting story twist, but like some of the choices were kind of dumb. But like it's still a fun, enjoyable movie. Like they didn't kill. If you like the first one, you'll like this one.
Yeah.
It's just not as unexpected as the first one is, obviously. Like, you don't expect to like the first
same,
one. Like, ooh.
Same alarm song.
Yes. I kind of wish I got even more of it.
It's your birthday, that one?
Yeah. Hey,
it's your birthday.
Yeah.
You wanted more of it?
I kind of wanted more because the first one, like, they beat your head over with it. So I'm like, I kind of wanted to beat my head. But no, it's not as annoying. So I guess it was fine. I can't even talk about, like, elements of the story because I'm like, I wish they did certain things that would have been really cool. But, like, just an inside cool thing to me and you. That's, I don't even want that. But yeah, it's still enjoyable. And they like...
Well, they mentioned... I heard that they steal a joke from Clerks 2.
I've never seen Clerks 2.
It's like an Anne Frank... Mistaking Anne Frank for Helen Keller.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
They do
and
that.
Then the guy responded, the writer responded, like, I've never seen Clerks 2.
Hmm.
Okay, who made the original comments?
I bet that's happened. That joke's happened before.
Yeah,
because
it was
sure
in another movie as well. I forgot. Like,
yeah.
In that discussion.
I feel like that's a joke that I've heard before.
Tell us all this time.
Yes. I think it's worth... If you like the first one, it's worth watching, for sure. And it's a weird little franchise that's very strange, and they even set up, like, a third one, which is strange.
There you go.
So there you go.
Maybe in the third one, they'll have the rights to In the Club.
Maybe. That's what I was waiting for. That's what I hoped it would show up in this movie.
Like when she fixes her problems in the club plays instead of her crappy...
In some capacity. Because there's an element of the movie like, oh, they could have done that right there, but they didn't do it. But I was like, only I don't know if other people think the way we do about this trailer and then the song, or if it's just a thing. It's got to be more people.
It has to be more people, but we are the only people I know who have seen this movie. So.
It's true. So I guess that's why we'll never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would
give... To the point where I recommended the first movie to someone last week, and they laughed at me.
No.
And I was like, it's a good movie.
It's because you don't understand until you watch it. You're like, oh, that's actually decent and fun. Yeah. Whereas when you watch the trailer, you're like, this looks like the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Exactly.
So that, yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, so you rate
I give this 6 out of 8.
There you go.
Yeah. And then I saw another movie, Then Came You, which is about... It's about a kid with cancer. Very similar to...
Happy Death Day to you, actually.
Yeah, very, very
different. They celebrate his death every day.
For movies of people dying, very different tones of these two movies. But, like, it's about... Well, it's about Asa Butterfield, who he doesn't have cancer, but he goes to this cancer support group because he's working through some things in his own life that are explained later in the movie. And then he meets Maisie Williams' character who has cancer. And it's pretty much about them becoming friends and her like...
Do they have British accents?
She has a British accent. They're in America. She has a British accent. She came to America with her parents when she was like 10.
Doesn't Asa Butterfield have a British accent normally?
No.
Oh, okay. Is he American?
He's American.
Oh, that's disappointing. Never mind.
No.
I just wanted to watch a movie where... No, he's English.
Oh, he is? He's always has an American accent in movies. What movie does he have an English accent in?
Son of Rambo.
I haven't seen Son of Rambo.
Does he have an English accent in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
I haven't seen that. I've only seen Ender's Game.
Danny McPhee, he probably has an English accent too.
Okay. So there you go. But there's other people in the movie. So like Dave Koechner's his dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
Ken Jeong is in this movie.
That's confusing.
Yeah, so basically it's about them and their friendship, and she's dying of cancer. Very sad.
That's very interesting that they got two British actors, one of them to play an American.
Yeah, that is strange. But like everything else was in America. Like everybody else was American.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good, though. It was sad, but good.
What do you rate it?
I give it 6. 6 out of 8. And then I saw Ken Jeong's comedy special on Netflix. Ken Jeong, You Complete Me, Ho.
I read some reviews about this online.
Did you? What are these reviews
not
say?
Kind.
Not kind?
Not kind.
I enjoyed this.
They're like, he's not really a comedian. He's just telling stories.
Isn't that what a lot of comedians do?
Yeah. He's like, and then they said that he like bragged about how much money he made on.
It's a joke.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Okay. I think you enjoyed it. I really liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was that. Bragged. It's a
stand-up comedy.
It's a joke. He was bragging about how much money, but that was part of the joke. And he would laugh at it. It's a joke.
Okay.
I'm so confused by this.
It's so funny.
Really
because,
throwing
like,
me off these
it's
reviews.
It's so funny because normally when people are like, it's a joke. Like, people need to get over it. It's like usually like something super insensitive.
I know.
It's like never like this.
It's never like, oh, he's making, because he's, what? People are taking this so seriously. That's wild to me. But yeah, he was telling those jokes like about being rich, I guess. But yeah, I really liked it because he was him telling stories of like his career and like different things. It's just interesting because I never really thought about everything, like, because he was a doctor, and then it's just
and
cool
his wife had cancer, and then he became a comedian.
Yeah, it's a cool, and that's the special, is, like, him going through those stories, and that's kind of cool.
Did you know his wife had cancer?
I didn't know that, no. I just knew he was a doctor. I didn't know his exact story.
Someone
where,
said that if he replaced the Hangover stories with Community stories, it'd be much better.
Yeah, I wanted more Community in there.
He didn't mention it, probably, at all.
No, he didn't mention Community at all.
That's weird.
So I was like, oh.
Maybe he has a twin brother.
I would have liked more Community reference, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really liked
it. Okay, we'll check it out now.
I think it's just blowing my mind, I guess. But yeah, I liked it a lot, personally.
Okay.
Talk about Crazy Rich Asians. Well, the Crazy Rich Asians
directed
this.
So. Yeah. Let's talk about TV.
All right.
I watched a lot of TV this week.
Okay. What did you watch?
I watched all of Russian Doll.
All of it? It's like 6 episodes, right?
Yeah.
8? Okay.
8 half-hour episodes.
Okay.
Really good.
Yeah, I need to start.
Yeah, I mean, this show, I wish I binge watched it. Mm-hmm. I think it would have flowed better in my mind. But it's like a trip. I'm like, whoa. And I think apparently they're making a second season, but I don't know. I didn't hear about that. Someone told me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard they're making a second season.
Already? I mean, it just came out. I feel like they wait a little longer than that. Tell people.
Oh, no. Anyways, this is not an exciting episode.
Not yet. We still got time.
But yeah.
So the answer is no, not as of yet.
Well, I mean, I could not understand how anyone could watch an episode and be like, don't really want to watch the next one. Because I think especially after like one episode, you're like, what the hell is going on? Because the premise is pretty much, it's like Happy Death Day or Groundhog Day.
It's doable if it's not on Netflix altogether. That's when I find the show, oh, I don't want to watch it if I have to wait a week to do it. Because I feel
I think I'd want to do it. Yeah. Because pretty much she's at a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
She dies.
Do they have the ringtone in it?
No, but there's this song.
It's always a song. Groundhog Day really got people on that song. Yeah, it's got to be a song.
It's that song is what makes you know that it's the same day.
Otherwise, you'd be like, she had very similar days.
Yeah,
most days.
And it's always so she dies and comes back at her birthday party at her friend's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really awesome. I highly recommend.
I'll definitely check it out.
I mean, it's fast.
I may have to watch the other show first, The Umbrella.
Yeah.
Because I'm already one episode deep.
And then I watched Patriot Act. That's came back.
Yes.
And the first one was Censorship in China.
I watched that. Well, I watched the YouTube version.
Yeah. And then the second episode was on drug pricing. That was weird. Because I'm like, why do we pay so much for drugs? Like prescription
capitalism.
Drugs? No, but it's like this thing, like the PB, like prescription benefits manager or something. And apparently they take a lot of money and they'll tell your insurance to pay more
because
it'll cost the insurance company less, but they pass the more expense on to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like crazy.
Yeah, it's a system that's like.
So like if
how
you,
can this.
They were like, they this drug that they talked about was like if you paid out of pocket, it would cost you $2.
Mm-hmm.
If you paid through prescription, it would cost you $10, and eight of those dollars, more than $8, would go to this middleman.
It's nuts.
Who they're saying they're not middlemen.
Yeah.
But they are.
This system is dumb.
It's crazy. And then I watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, caught up on that.
Nice.
I watched Doom. I didn't watch Doom Patrol. That's you.
I watched Doom Patrol, yeah. First episode released. A lot of Brendan Fraser.
That's good.
It was a big Brendan. I mean, it gave everybody's a little bit of their origin, but it was mainly. But he was like the main character in the episode. And it gave him like the flat because he's doing the flashback. He does the voice of Robot Man, and then they do the flashbacks with him
as the actor.
As the actor, or as he's like he's a race car driver, gets to an accident and stuff. Yeah, it was an enjoyable show. I always forget this show's like. Like, it got, like, it's like adult content because I'm like watching it and then it's like, oh, and then like they just have like random nudity and like cursing all the time.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I'm like, it just like always like throws me off because I'm like, oh, this is weird. But yeah, it was pretty good. Bonkers show. I think it's going to get even weirder. It's just a weird collection of characters and characters I don't know anything about. I think they only changed like one actor because they did a Titans Doom Patrol episode. I think they only changed like one of the actors from that original show. But yeah, I'm interested to see how this show goes.
Nice.
Down the road.
Yeah, would you say it's better? It looks better than Titans?
I like Titans a lot, so I don't know. It seems like the same quality as Titans. Seemed very much in that Titans world. I don't know. I feel like I still got to watch more episodes to see how it's going to shake out, like what the actual story is going to be. Because
mm-hmm.
this is just like pretty much giving you like the origin rundown and like.
Well, to be fair, you got all of the Doom Patrol in the first episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Which you didn't get in Titans. Was but much slower. Actually, it's hard to tell what the show's going to be because like even Titans, it was hard. You didn't even really know what the show was because like every episode was kind of its. Like there wasn't one big story.
Yeah.
Which is good. But also, it's like you don't know what you never know when you're going to get an episode because they'll just throw an episode in there where you're like, oh, we're with Hawk and Dove this whole episode.
And you're like, well, I wanted to know what happens in Robin's world.
Yeah. And then they did a whole episode where Robin's like a kid, like under Batman. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
That does remind me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I'll bring it up with Umbrella Academy. But yeah. It seems like a lot of these shows have gotten very formulaic.
Yeah.
Where it's like episode 7 mm-hmm. or. 5. It's like,
yeah. Why does everyone show like we have to have
they
one
flip it
a one off
where they flip it on the secondary character gets their episode?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And I'm like, this is getting
they're all getting very similar which
they,
to that.
They did it for even Umbrella Academy, and I was yeah. like, this is kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's just the thing you always see, and I'm like, what is it about? Like they even did that in like Stranger Things.
Yeah,
like it's
that's
always
the first time I had noticed it.
Yeah. There's always like a whole episode and it's always towards the end and you're like, wait,
and it's like
why?
About the character who's not the main character.
It's like, this is just kind of weird why they're doing it that way.
Like instead of sprinkling in the character development of that secondary character throughout the show.
Yeah.
They're like, let's just blast you in the face with it.
Yeah. It's almost like we'll give you everything in this episode. That way, by the time we catch back up to everybody, you'll have a new complete understanding of what they're going through
yeah.
or something.
It's very strange.
I'm just like, didn't have to do it that way, and everyone doesn't have to do it that way every time.
People would actually like it if you didn't do it that way.
Yeah. So, yeah, Doom Patrol. We'll see how it goes. It's going good. Good first episode. I feel like
nice.
Yeah, Umbrella Academy. I only watched one episode. You watched 6, right? 6.
I believe so.
Out of 10, there's 10.
Out of 8.
8? Is there? 10. There's only 8. I don't know. Doesn't really matter, does it?
10. 8.
8 or 10.
10.
I think it's 10.
It is 10.
I think it is 10 also.
Because I remember after I watched 5, I was like, oh, I'm halfway done. I can stop there for the day.
Yeah, and then you're like, no.
And I was like, oh, let's keep going.
Let's give another one. Go.
Well, I started watching it because Boss, I was going to watch it. I was interested. I think they showed a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
I was like, this looks cool.
Yeah.
Then I forgot about it. And then I heard it was bleh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Boss Logic posted about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just hit 1 million followers on Instagram, which is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing like this huge giveaway. But, yeah, he posted about it saying, like, oh, yeah, I only wanted to watch one episode, and I ended up watching, like, all of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, there we go. I'm going to start it. He signed off on it.
Yeah, yeah. If he's signing off on it.
Yeah, so I watched.
I think the concept enough is cool.
Yeah.
Like, that first episode, I was like, this is really interesting. Like, that trailer interests me. I'm like, oh, I like kids, like, giving powers, and then.
Well, I didn't know Ellen Page was in it, and I didn't
yeah,
know, like,
I like the songs.
Kate
Walsh.
The music
is really music cool.
Isn't in it. Music's really good in it. And Gerard Way created this comic book. And he was in My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first episode, there's an Easter egg.
Ah, of?
Gerard Way.
Oh, really?
Where he gives the little thing on the back of her book.
Mm-hmm.
And she flips it over. The thing it says Gerard Way under.
Oh.
It.
Nice.
But yeah, they're really good. I'm actually looking forward to finishing the show today.
Nice.
So,
yeah, I like that first episode.
Yeah, it's really good. It's what I've been looking for in a show where it's mm-hmm. like, what if society turned their backs on these heroes? Like, love these heroes, and then not really turn their backs, mm-hmm. but they grow up and have problems.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens here, is like, it's, the premise is like, there is these babies who were all born on the same day
mm-hmm.
to like women who weren't pregnant at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
And this eccentric billionaire tries to go around buying these babies and then raise them into
and he gets seven of them.
Yeah, he gets seven of them. Tries to raise his crime-fighting babies. One of them is not super-powered.
Mm-hmm.
Shenanigans happen.
It reminded me of, like, Watchmen, too.
Yeah, it's... So, like, someone asked me, well, like, oh... I'm like, oh, what are you up to? And I'm like, I'm watching Umbrella Academy. And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, it's like X-Men meets Watchmen.
Yeah.
And they're like, in a good way? And I'm like, in the best way.
Yes.
Like, this is exactly what I want.
Yes.
Takes place in 2019. It's like, people are pissed off at superheroes, kind of. Mm-hmm. They all have gone on to do different things. I think that time zone doesn't take place, there isn't prevalent enough in superhero comic books and stuff. It's like in Dark Knight when, like,
mm-hmm.
they're all has-beens.
Yeah.
That's very awesome to me. And it's like the son of Batman.
Yeah.
All that stuff is really cool. Like, they talk about that in one of the episodes where it's like a fan, like, they're like, you see the comic books, and you see like the toys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, I'm excited for you to keep going.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch more of them.
My favorite character so far, Pogo, the chimpanzee.
He's cool.
I'm like, this is...
You get his story?
Not yet.
Okay. I wonder if you get it. It's like... There's something here. What's happening?
I'm like, who is this guy?
I just like a crazy billionaire. I'm like,
yeah,
this guy's crazy.
It's like if Dr. Alan Grant, instead of like playing with dinosaurs, played with superheroes.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Dig it.
I mean, this show checks a lot of boxes
yeah. for me. Yeah. I just kind of feel like this will, like, oh, I'm going to like the show. It's like, it's hitting on a lot of things. It's very different from a lot of other superhero shows.
I did make the mistake of Googling, because like they show this one character, and mm-hmm. I'm like, what's this dude?
Who's this guy?
I'm like, what's this dude's deal?
It's like, oh.
So I Google it, and I found out what his deal was.
Wow. And you're like, oh, they're going to show me this later, probably.
Yeah.
Whoops. They were building up to that.
And I was like, oh, this scene would have been a lot cooler if I didn't know it was going to happen.
It's funny.
But yeah, apparently the comic book, all the kids are white, so they're like, the show's good
because
it's more diverse.
What was the story of the other?
They're all just white kids. Like, they're
all 42 they're all, were white kids.
No, all seven that he could get.
That's only get white the kids. White children.
Makes sense.
I guess that's like not. That's in a good way and bad.
It's good for like the TV show progressing.
If the other people were not giving away their kids, and only the white people were giving away their kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the actual show itself, it's like, that's not going to be as good.
No.
Wait, but like a lot of them are white. Wait, how many are white? Aren't
not many.
Like,
two? Three? Two?
Yeah, I guess one. Yeah. Okay.
A three? Four? Four of the seven?
Okay, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. I don't even know where they're all from. Did they say that? Later?
No, you only see you that see one of them's from Russia. You find out that one's from Germany.
Uh-huh.
But that's because his name is Klaus.
They're in America, obviously, right?
Yeah, they're in like New York, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun.
Definitely fun.
Discussion. What mini should I paint for popularity on the internets?
Okay.
For internet points, Mike?
I got an answer. Game of Thrones is coming up.
I got a whole big pile of boxes right there as Game of Thrones minis.
The Night King.
Oh, he's not in there.
There you go. Get a Night King one.
Get a Night King
Don't
model.
Don't get the one you got.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Out of like the 100 plus models I have, yep. I guess I won't paint any of those. But
Night
okay.
King. That's just what I would say. I feel like the Night King would look cool.
Night King would look cool.
But probably the Night King's not it. I guess because it's
Well, this one's only Starks vs. Lannisters.
Yeah, yeah, it's Song of Ice and Fire.
Maybe the Night King is...
But if you want to do the ones you got, let's see. One of the wolves. Is there a dire wolf ghost in there?
I don't know.
I don't even know what's in there. So.
I have the Iron Throne, but it's Throne, not the...
Is it Stark Lannister? Is it like early, like what era?
It's like...
Current times?
Like season one.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
The, okay. I didn't know if it was like older, like Robert's Rebellion.
No, so there's like Jon Snow and I think Ned Stark is in there still.
Okay.
But then I also didn't get all the boxes I ordered, so...
Well, I was also trying to do somebody who'd be recognizable.
Let me see.
I guess if you do one of the... If they have a sigil or something. Like if you do like a Ned Stark and he's got like a wolf shield or something.
Oh, there's a 40 millimeter one. That one's pretty big though. Brass. Looks mm-hmm. pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Because you're trying to go for the record, like they'll know it by looking at it, right?
Yeah.
Because like, you could do a character where they're like, I still don't know who that is.
Yeah. Dark Sword makes them Night King. Nope. I was thinking, pretty much I found out that this company that I bought the Batman miniatures from used to make Marvel miniatures.
Yeah.
And they lost their license recently, but
they still got the figures on.
You can get some on Amazon.
So which figure in particular?
I'm not sure. But there's like Black Panther, Black Widow, Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, Captain America. So I was thinking something for maybe like Captain Marvel. They had a Captain Marvel one. Doctor Doom, they have a Deadpool. You have to like hunt them down though. There's a Groot. Hawkeye, Iron Man. Yeah, I think they lost their license like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. So they have a Captain Marvel. It'd be like the... Which cost?
That's the tricky thing. Let me see. I saw it. I think it's like the bathing suit model. Oh, the one really? Where it's like...
Yeah. Like the black. The Miss Marvel classic.
Yeah. It's like this one, the one that she specifically said that she's glad that they didn't include that costume in the movie. Yeah. And then you see someone like this. Like normally I'm like, oh, I feel bad about painting them. And then like you see this one and I'm like, oh, I can repaint that and I'll be happy.
Yeah. Like that guy's isn't that great.
Oh, this is cool. Yeah, it's crazy.
Sometimes you find like a set of set.
I found one guy who's selling a set for like $300 and it's like it's like almost all the pieces.
Yeah.
And but they're all pre-painted already and I'm tempted to buy them
and repaint it
just to strip them and repaint them because I'm like, I don't think I can come across.
Yeah.
Because like normally people are selling each one for like $20.
Oh, really?
So like $300 for like 20 figures or $200, I think, for 20 figures isn't that bad.
That's true.
Considering like
you look at it that way.
These models are only gonna get rarer.
Yeah. But no one else makes like models like that?
No, apparently like people are wondering. Well, I do have Boba Fett. I have that Boba Fett model.
Yeah.
And I bought R2-D2 and C-3PO. Mm-hmm. I have a Han Solo. I have a Chewbacca.
It would be cool like multiples of like an Iron Man one because you can paint them different colors because he's got different armors.
I was tempted to do the Boba Fett. And then paint one as Boba Fett, paint one as Jango Fett, and then paint one as Holiday Boba Fett.
Yeah, that's true too. Like I like the ones where you can do multiple things. Like if you have multiples of it.
There's like Iron Man. It comes in metal, and it's like three pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But they even had Nova, which is like weird because like it looks. I mean, this isn't cinematic universe, but
yeah.
Iron Patriot. They had a Thanos. They had X-Men. The Thanos one. And then, like, Hulk is huge.
Hell yeah.
I want these. Let's see if I can find a Thanos one. It looks really, like, these ones look really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thanos looks pretty cool. I have the Lobo. But no one knows who that is. Speedy. You could find some sometimes, but they're pretty it's like not the same scale. So like to get this size is difficult.
Yeah.
So what was it? What was your recommendation?
Night King.
Okay. Well, let me see.
But I think you should tie it into like
Game
of a movie room. Coming out or like even Marvel.
Because I know this company, Dark Sword Miniatures, makes unlicensed miniatures of. I don't know if they're unlicensed, but they're not always. Like this one's Tyrion Lannister. I don't think I've ever seen Sansa Stark building a snow castle thing. And like it's based off of the book, so they're not.
So you wouldn't even recognize him if you'd only watched the show.
But then like this one looks like Robert Baratheon. And then the direwolves. Maybe there's a Night King in here. But what are they called in the book? They're called like outsiders or something. It's called Drogo looks sick.
Yeah, that's the thing. They haven't really explored it in the book so much.
But that doesn't look like Khal Drogo.
Not.
That's the problem. Even like the Aquaman one I bought doesn't have
Is it the old school Aquaman?
It's like the white Aquaman, the blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no Night King.
Yeah, you'd have to get something based on the show.
Let's see, maybe it's on this one. Nope. Not yet, at least.
Nope. Waiting for the next book to come.
Yeah, because look at all these. They look pretty sick. Boo. I'm sure someone has one online. I could always buy that bigger one on Etsy. Night King miniature model. I wonder how big this one is. That's a problem, too, is sometimes they're like... That's the undead army from Game of Thrones, or from Warhammer. Crazy. I can buy a full set of brass miniatures. It's crazy. It's always these Russian people. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy?
Huh.
40 millimeter, though. This is very, very tempting. Minions?
Minions?
This is very tempting. Okay. Yep, I'll probably paint one of those.
All right. Sounds good.
Maybe I'll buy this one. Where'd it go? I wonder how hard it is to paint in brass.
Yeah.
I wish I knew how big a 20-cent euro coin was.
For scale.
Yeah.
This coin, you don't know the size.
It looks small enough. I don't know. Let's see how much it costs. 3 to 4 weeks, though. That's the problem, Mike.
Yeah, because it's... Maybe you should go with the Marvel character.
Even that would take a while.
Even that would take a while. Maybe you should go with
something I already own.
You already have. But the Boba Fett one.
Yeah, I think I might just do the Boba Fett one.
I think because you got that one.
Yeah. And even if I wanted to buy more, it's cheaper than this one.
Yeah. That seems like the call.
Yeah.
And Star Wars is always happening.
Star Wars is always popular. And everyone knows who Boba Fett is. Yeah. Also, I think.
Yeah. Well, definitely more than the Night King. That's for sure.
Yeah. You'd think that, but then in casual conversation, whenever I bring up Boba Fett,
yeah,
people seem not to know.
I guess that's true. Because
they're like, what's a Boba Fett?
And I guess you have to be a Star Wars. But I think the Night King also is not a name. Like, if they see, they're more likely to know the image than the name.
Yeah.
Because I think if you show the image, like, oh, that thing from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because how many times do they actually say Boba Fett? Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I think the face is more iconic. Name then itself.
Yeah. Next week, comic series to TV show. What would you like to see turned into a TV show? Come back tomorrow for America Sweetheart, This Week in Movies and the Now, and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.